to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is called Vacay Reentry, and that is vacation reentry. So you finally took a vacation. You unplugged, relaxed, had a great time, and swore to yourself to do it again next year, maybe even twice. You're feeling good. You're just riding that beautiful vacay feeling, and you don't want that to end. But let's face it, re-entry into your life can be a serious bummer. So today I'm going to talk about easing back into, quote, real life, unquote. When you went on vacation, you stepped away from a bunch of your old habits that keep you in stress or overworking patterns. Therefore, this is a really cool opportunity to establish new habits. Let your process of re-entry set the stage for how you want to be working and who you want to be when working. The most important thing here is awareness of your actions and how you feel when you're doing the stuff, knowing when to say when, knowing when to stop. So here are nine suggestions and reminders for efficient re-entry while keeping your vacay glow shining. And by the way, if you aren't coming back from vacation, these are still great reminders for regular self, and that's capital S, self-supporting habits. Number one, this one is actually a pre-vacation trip. Set up an email autoresponder letting people know you'll be away and that they shouldn't expect a response from you. Now, if you're returning on, you know, say Saturday night, put in the email that they can expect to hear from you by Tuesday or Wednesday of the following week. This gives you space to get caught up on email. Two, speaking of email, be brutal with the delete button and reserve the "I'll read this later" thought for very special and very few emails. Part of the trick of effective catch-up is not deferring stuff for later. Delete, delete, delete. This is the repetitive one. Be brutal with the delete button and delete, delete, delete. Number three. One suggestion you might want to try for zapping your email is to sort by sender. This makes for easy bulk deleting and also for consolidating a series of emails that do need attention. It won't work for all situations, but it will definitely help for some. Four, if you've been gone for a good week or so, keep an eye open for upcoming events or invitations that sound fun. And set the bar really high. If they don't support your post-vacation buzz, skip them. Five, once you get back, it's really, really easy, too easy to want to avoid using your tools because your tools represent being back in work. However, this is a really bad idea. Before opening your email inbox to zap your emails, before listening to your voice messages, have your to-do manager open, have your schedule open, your calendar. Your goal here is to listen to a message or read an email once and only once, determine what needs to happen, and set that place marker. Our mantra, no browsing. Listening and reading that stuff over and over and over again, just one, takes a ton more time, and it adds to the stress level. Make the decision of what needs to happen with that message, set the place marker in your to-do manager or on your schedule, and move on. Six, be aware that it is terribly easy to get sucked into all the little to-do details of arriving home. And this is a buzz killer. Your heart sings when you do work that's aligned with your purpose and passion. Before jumping into the little catch-up stuff, and there's a gazillion of them, I know, reconnect with your high priorities and your heart-based work. Be diligent about identifying next actions for those projects first. Mark off time for them, and then protect that time like a mama bird protects her nest. Seven, avoid the temptation of a marathon email catch-up session. The sentiment of, oh, I'll do email until I'm all caught up, is a trap to drag you down a rabbit hole that you don't want to have to climb out of. It's just not worth it. Three reasons for this. One is that your mind gets tired, and the tired mind processes slowly, so it actually takes more time. Two, energy for high priority activities gets sacrificed because it gets sucked into this marathon session. Three, ketchup ends up oozing all over everything because you're just sitting there just like trying to do it, but you can't. And so then it just ends up taking over everything. And all of those contribute to post-vacay buzz killer. Okay, number eight here. We've got two more. Treat ketchup items like any other to-dos. Keep them specific, prioritized, and calendared when appropriate. For example, water plants, unpack, menu plan for the week, go grocery shopping, zap email, review client status, do wrap session. Just because you know they need to happen doesn't mean you shouldn't use your to-do manager. Your system is what helps them stay in context of your priorities. And it helps you maintain that feeling of control of them and not be dragged along by them. Number nine, the last one, and this ought to go without saying, but it absolutely needs to be said. Take lots of mini breaks throughout the day to reconnect with your post-vacay vibe, to stay fresh, relaxed, and to break any stress habits trying to creep back in. Consciously and repeatedly remembering what that relaxed feeling felt like tells your body and mind that it was valid and worth trying to keep, even though you're home from your wild adventures out there in the world. That's our vacay re-entry primer to keep you in your good feeling vacation buzz space while getting back in the flow of things as smoothly as possible. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.